Hi, my name is Ariel Gordon, and I'm going to talk to you a bit about The Writing of Hump, which is my first book published by Palimpsest Press in 2010. So I wrote this book sort of because I had to. I've been working on a manuscript of travel poetry, even in the first few months of my pregnancy with my daughter. But as the pregnancy advanced, I couldn't write that anymore. All I could think about was being massively pregnant. And so all I could write was being massively pregnant. And I'd had a vague plan of maybe writing about it at some point later. But then this group writing project I'm involved with called the May Day Poetry Project came around. And I was happy to give up the blog for Lent and just sort of rest and prepare for having a child. But all the other participants wanted to keep going. And so I sort of was tricked into writing during the month of May. And because all I could think about and all I could write about was pregnancy. I came away from that month with 15 or 20 poems. And then when my daughter was born, I kept going. And mostly because I'm perverse and was really fighting against those people that had said, you know, you'll never write again, or it'll be 10 years till you write again, and it'll be 10 years until you read again. And I couldn't do that. It would have been too much of a sacrifice for me to give up that. And so I fought pretty hard. And it's funny because my memories of that time have become crystallized in the poems, in particular the poem 4, and I'm kind of glad I have them now. In some ways, I sort of wished I'd given myself that year, the maternity leave that I was fortunate enough to have, to take a break from writing as well as from my work for money life. But I really couldn't. I needed to keep writing in order to be happy. And it was like the one constant in a life that was completely changed. And you don't realize how changed until you're spending 24 hours a day in your own home. And then the other third of the book, that's sort of two thirds of the book, pregnancy and mothering. And then the first third is everything that came before. So urban nature love poems is how I characterize them. And I sort of wanted to set the stage for the pregnancy poems and for the transformation, or maybe even just prove that I could write something besides pregnancy and mothering. Anyways, I hope you like it. Bye.